Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has met with Chinese President Xi Jinping as the two leaders work to improve the relationship between Australia and China. In his opening statement, President Xi thanked Mr. Albanese and his government for its hard work in improving relations. Prime Minister Albanese told President Xi that clear communication is key to understanding each other.
And I believe that we can all benefit from the greater understanding that comes from high-level dialogue and people-to-people links. And that a strong relationship between our two countries will be beneficial into the future. Where differences arise, it's important that we have communication. From communication comes understanding.
The United Nations has again called for a ceasefire in Gaza, describing the Palestinian territory as a graveyard for children. The Gaza Health Ministry says the death toll from attacks by the Israeli military has exceeded 10,000, including more than 4,100 children. And Israel continues to reject calls for any pause to the violence. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says an immediate humanitarian ceasefire is needed.
Hundreds of girls and boys are reportedly being killed or injured every day. More journalists have reportedly been killed over a four-week period than in any conflict in at least three decades. More United Nations aid workers have been killed than in any comparable period in the history of our organization.
The local community has paid tribute to the five people killed when a car crashed through the side of a regional Victorian pub. 44-year-old Pratibha Sharma was killed along with her partner, 30-year-old Jatin Chug, and their 9-year-old daughter, Anvi. A 38-year-old man and his 11-year-old son were also killed at the scene, while his 36-year-old wife and 6-year-old son were hospitalized. A friend of Ms. Sharma and Mr. Chug, Sonia Chima, has told Channel 9 that they were respected members of the local Indian community.
They were a lively couple, just kept everyone together and just going about their everyday business, even in Daylesford, having a joint family get-together. They were out and about for the long weekend.
In cricket, Bangladesh captain Shakib Al-Hassan has caused a controversy while he led his team to victory, eliminating Sri Lanka from the Cricket World Cup. Al-Hassan helped with a 169-run partnership with Najmul Hossain Shanto to help Bangladesh chase down a 280-run target in their 3-wicket victory in Delhi. An early call-out by Shakib led to Sri Lankan player Angelo Matthews becoming the first player to be timed out in an international match. When Matthews failed to stand at his crease within the required 2 minutes, Shakib told official broadcaster Fox Sports he had no choice but to make the call after Matthews was delayed when his helmet strap snapped.
I don't know it's right or wrong, but I felt like I was at a war, so I had to take a decision to make sure that my team wins, and whatever I had to do, I had to do it. Right or wrong, there will be debates, but if it's in the rules, I don't mind taking those chances.
I'm Sam Dover. This is SBS News in Easy English.